So as an attorney, for example, representing hundreds of call centers and sellers who hire call centers and lead generators who create lead data for call centers, et cetera, we're very interested in how a federal trial court judge in Utah will interpret a lot of these rules. We've already learned a lot from the case because there were numerous motions filed in Florida, and then those were finally argued and decided here in Utah last year. Many motions for summary judgment, motions in limine, trying to eliminate some of the issues before trial. For example, Judge Shelby here in Utah has already ruled on a number of the issues. Judge Shelby ruled that, at least in regards to certain calls these companies made raising money for certain law enforcement and firefighter organizations, that those calls did not contain misrepresentations. Another example where the judge ruled in favor of the FTC is when on an earlier motion, a pretrial motion, Judge Shelby ruled that the defendants violated the law in the manner in which they transmitted caller ID information because they did not transmit or push out or outpulse, would be the term, truthful caller ID information. They did not push out the name of their company. They pushed out the name of one of their movies, The Velveteen Rabbit, for example, or other words associated with the products they were offering. But rather, they did not allow the true names of their companies to be transmitted for caller ID purposes. The companies contend that the names they pushed out onto other people's caller IDs were truthful and accurately identified the businesses and would have allowed consumers to Google that name from their caller ID and find out the company and the venture. But the FTC says, no, our rules say you need to transmit not only your telephone number, which they did, but also the actual business name of the company who's calling or on whose behalf the call is made. So some of these issues have been decided, and this is very, very interesting. But most of the issues are up to the jury. And this case may continue through most or all of next week. The jury gets to decide questions of fact that were not so clear earlier in the case that the judge could make a pretrial ruling. Those issues include things like, were the violations intentional? You mentioned, Mary, that there may be an issue as to whether these companies were trying to break the law. I do not think they were. The FTC is alleging that these companies willfully violated the do not call list and many of these other rules. I just do not think that's the case. That's my own perspective. I think these are good companies who had a good cause, who are selling family-friendly films, who are raising money for other charitable organizations. Yeah, they took a large share of the proceeds. I believe they're allowed to do that under the law. If you can do that in a compliant way and follow other behavioral rules, you should be allowed to do that. They also thought they were exempt from the do not call list. Whether they were or not, there's evidence being presented in this trial, strong evidence in my opinion, that they genuinely believed they were exempt. For example, the initial call they made to these consumers generally consisted of a charitable call merely giving away two free DVDs and then asking if they could call back later and conduct a survey. To me, that's not telemarketing. Now, the FTC, of course, disagrees. They say, well, ultimately you wanted to call back later and sell other things, and that makes it telemarketing. There's a big dispute here about that. This jury will decide whether these Utah companies and their owner willfully violated the law, meaning they knew they shouldn't be calling numbers on the do not call list, they knew their phone agents were misrepresenting the nature of the calls, etc., or were they acting in good faith, trying to follow the law, doing their best, and perhaps the FTC is overreaching or interpreting their own rules in an overly broad manner. This will be very interesting. On these motions, the defendants have won some of them, the FTC won some of the pretrial motions, but a lot of these issues are going to be up to these 10 jurors in that federal courthouse next week.